KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have dense fog. About a quarter mile of visibility here in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with areas of fog through mid-morning. Some scattered light rain or drizzle as well, a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In an update to our earlier reports, officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department report that the teen accused of making a threat against the Lewis Central High School Monday and who disappeared from school Tuesday was found later that evening. In their report this morning, 16-year-old Giovanni D. Raimondo of Council Bluffs was arrested on a felony threats of terrorism charge. He was being held at the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Juvenile Court Services will set a date for his initial hearing. The teen had been reported as a missing person by his family. Raimondo had left school property Tuesday against the wishes of Lewis Central staff after making the threats, but prior to the arrival of police personnel or family members. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reported yesterday that three arrests had occurred over the past few days. On Tuesday, 32-year-old Christopher Seymour of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. Last Friday, 25-year-old Adnan Abdik of Waterloo was arrested on a Blackhawk County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. And 26-year-old Narija Hubner, also of Waterloo, was arrested Friday for theft in the second degree, possession of stolen property, and theft in the fourth degree, shoplifting. All three subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Red Oak Police report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 28-year-old Mark Robert Greger of Red Oak. Greger was taken into custody at around 4 p.m. on a valid Douglas County, Nebraska warrant for being a fugitive from justice. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. Three people were arrested last night in Red Oak. Red Oak Police report 38-year-old Jacob Ray Hill of Red Oak was arrested just after 10 p.m. for driving while suspended. His bond was set at $300. Just after 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 35-year-old William James Bartlett and 33-year-old Sunshine Marie Bartlett, both of Red Oak. They were taken into custody in the 100 block of East Corning Street in Red Oak for violation of no-contact orders. Their bonds were set at $300 each. Five former state workers were sentenced to probation after their conviction of mistreating disabled people in their care at an Iowa health care facility. A judge issued a year-long probation sentence on Monday to the employees who were fired or resigned in 2016 after resident abuse allegations surfaced at the Glenwood Resource Center, which cares for individuals with conditions such as autism or brain injuries. The Des Moines Register reports the five workers were charged with wanton neglect and required to serve 2 to 4 weeks in jail. A sixth case is ongoing. The Iowa Department of Human Services oversees the Glenwood facility. Department officials say the abuse was due to a small number of workers who have since been removed. State administrators say they've improved the training and supervision in response to those allegations. The Iowa House has unanimously approved a bill to address some of the gaps in Iowa's system for providing mental health care services and substance abuse treatment. Representative Shannon Lundgren, a Republican from Piosta, said it's been heart-wrenching to hear from Iowans who've been unable to find a clear path to proper services.
We're making steps forward. The work is never done. But today, we can tell Iowans that mental health care matters.
The bill primarily outlines new policies. For example, supporters believe a regulatory change will boost the number of spaces for patients who are not having an acute mental health care crisis, but who still need residential care. The bill also seeks to relieve police of the duty of transporting Iowans suffered in a mental health crisis. Patients instead could be transported by private services that have secured vehicles and trained drivers. Representative Timmy Brown-Peters, a Democrat from Waterloo who's a nurse, is among a bipartisan group that worked on the legislation.
This bill, we know, is not perfect. This definitely is a start. We needed to start somewhere because we were in the negative zone.
According to the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, the state has consistently ranked among the bottom five states in programs and services available to mentally ill Iowans. Representative Mary Masher of Iowa City notes the bill that passed the House primarily deals with mental health care services for adults.
We still do not have that, and the needs for that population are just as great, if not greater, than our adult population.
The bill calls for designating 6 access centers around the state where healthcare professionals are available to assess patients of any age who may not need to be admitted to a psychiatric hospital. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.